there. We have the din in the Mishnah that if you nishpach adam al ritzpo v'asofa, it's possible. And the Gemara brought the drosha of Loka HaKoyen midam ha'par, midam ha'nefesh, v'loy midam ha'or, v'loy midam ha'tamtzes. And then the Gemara brought the drosha of Tzorech she'agbia yodav l'malo, Tzorech she'agbia sakin l'malo, on the bottom, Omar v'idom ha'shmul, ha'sheikh, Tzorech she'agbia sakin l'malo, shenema v'lokach midam ha'par, v'loy midam ha'par v'dovaracha. So those were the two drashas. So we had one drasha that you have to be makabel the dam directly from the neck. And then there was another drasha that you can't use the dam ha'sakin. Meaning even the blood that drips down the knife, you also can't use. So we had Tosis had a problem. Tosis was bothered. Why do you need two drashas? However, if you have a drasha that even dam ha'sakin is possible, so surely dam shalach ritzpah is possible. That was Tosfos' kasha. Look at Tosfos again. The v'amaschol goyrin u'moisifin v'doroshim. Tosfos says, after he starts off sakina charifa, how could you do that to the possible? In toima, typically, midim matina dam sakin. By the fact that women may at the dam of the sakin, kol shekein shalach ritzpah. So for sure, the blood that's on the ground, if you can't even use the blood that's on the knife, kol shekein, you can't use the blood that's on the floor. So Tosfos goes into two directions here. First, it seems to be, and they seem to contradict each other, the two tirutzim of Tosfos, and we ended off with this last week, but yet, he brings them as two tirutzim that accommodate each other. His first teretz is v'yesh lema, the dilma dam sakin gora. The knife has a chsora. The niskabu of ipsu. It's called like a kabbalah ipsu. It's worse. It's worse than the dam shalach ritzpah because it was niskabu ipsu. That's what it says. So it sounds like for some reason the fact that the knife is a klisharis. So if the blood rolls on the knife, it's more problematic than the blood would have spilled on the ground and spread out on the ground. It's not a klishos. It's a makadish, hagle hakoyim, it's not a klishos. So Tosfos obviously holds that the fact that the sakin is a klishos, that makes it worse, potentially. But then look at the next sentence. Inami, he starts off with a kasha saying, if the dam sakin is if the dam sam, if the dam sakin is possible, for sure the dam aritzpah is possible. So he says, no, dam sakin is worse. Because it's niskabel b'psul. Whatever that means. Simply it means it's a klisharis. Sakin's a klisharis. So the blood that's on the knife is like there was a kabbalah b'psul. The blood that's on the ground, it's like in the no man's zone. It's a no man's zone. That's Tosfos. Right? So that's why I need one pasuk to say dam sakin. And then I would think that even if dam sakin is kosher, maybe dam ritzpah is, even if dam sakin is possible, maybe dam ritzpah is kosher. Then he says, inami, if I would only have one pasuk, and I don't have garen on my sifin, and I wouldn't be able to move over the pasuk, I would say the pasuk is only talking about dam sakin. Dam ritzpah. But dam sakin is kosher. That's how he ends. Inami, right? Without the time of going to my sifu vidoshin, I mean, I'm powerful, let me down my power, the way I have some of the shalak, it's more of the sakin shabbat. Until you just finished telling me the sakin is worse. Right? You told me the sakin is worse. Because it's kabbalah b'psul. So why would I put it there? And if you're going to tell me this is far both directions, there's no. So then the rule is, if you have a pasuk, and this has a mile, and this has a mile, and this has a chesaron, this has a chesaron, so you avoid your shleim. You avoid your shleim. We don't say, well, this has a mile, so we'll put it there, but this has a mile, we could put it there, and therefore what? Therefore, you put it by both. That's normally what we would do. For some reason, Tois is going, and I caught all our here. He's saying, Tak, if I had one pasuk, and the pasuk only was talking about Hamasakin, I would only pass the Hamasakin. And I would say that Maritzpo is better. And then he says that if I had one pasuk, then I would only include Damaritzpo, and Damasakin I would say is kosher. It's better than Damaritzpo. Very, very unclear. Now, Rabbi Yan gives that sal. He had a different question. He didn't understand Pasha what Tosis is talking about when Tosis says Damaritzpo is better. Forgetting the Yankiv's kasha, maybe the Ritzpah should also be Makadosh to Dam, like the Sakin. That's less of a kasha, because the Ritzpah, you could say, it's not a Kalishos. It's just a Makadosh Ragli HaKoyanim. But it's not a Makadosh, it's not a Kalishos. But forget that. Nobody, he had a simple question. He asked, so I understand, the Pasuk is not passing the Dam HaRitzpah. The Pasuk is passing Dam HaRitzpah Shasofer. That's the Mishnah. Nishbach Adam al Ritzpo, Vasofoi Posim. So you gathered it then from the floor, put it into Klisharis. So why did the Kabbalah be Psuch? Why in the world would the Dam on the knife be more of a Kabbalah be Psuch than when you gather it from the floor and then put it into Mamash Klisharis? That's also Posim. That's also Kabbalah be Psuch. That's a true Kabbalah be Psuch. That's a clay kibble, a regular klisharis. Some he was asking pshat tov on Toysis. Toysis is saying that the Mishnah brought down the din, dam shenishbach on the floor, and you gather it, put it into a kli, it's possible. The Gemara brings a brisa that not only is that possible, but if you dam shalasak, it's possible. And that's why you have to hold the knife upward, the blood doesn't go from the knife into the klisharis. Frek Toysis, if I have a posel, that Damasakin is posel, so surely Damaritzpah is posel. This is no. Damasakin is worse. Why is Damasakin worse? Because Kibel b'psul. Kibel b'psul. It's worse than on the floor. So simply again, simply what does Tosfos mean? The knife is a klisharis, so you will makabel the blood b'psul, whereas the floor is not a klisharis. Blood just spills, the blood's in limbo land. Okay. But now you gathered it from the floor in a kli. Surely you aren't makabal it from, you makabal it b'psul. So, it didn't come from the neck. So now, so I don't understand, Frekav Yankiv. So why is it better? Why now would I think it's better than the Damasak? You might have to make it into, what happened is you take the blood from the floor and you put it into klishots. There's no havamina to spritz the blood without it going into a klisharis. So now you're taking the blood that's in a posel matziv and you're being makabalit in a kli, in a posel matziv, in a way that you're not supposed to be makabalit. So you have mamish of a kabbalah b'psul. In other words, you have a bona fide kabbalah b'psul. The knife on the neck, we can argue, not a kabbalah at all. First of all, a knife is not a kli kibbul. The knife itself is not a clay kibble. In Hilchos Kalim, the knife would not be called a clay kibble. But somehow Tosfos is saying that I would look at it like the blood that's on the knife, I will look at it like it was a Kabbalah b'psul. That's what Tosfos is saying. I would look at it like it's a Kabbalah b'psul. Okay? From Frekav Yankiv Zatzal, what do you mean? And if you gather the blood from the floor and put it into a kli, that's mamish kabbalah. That's a traditional kabbalah b'psul.
Why? Maybe the ritzpah is considered
There's no havamina. That the blood that's on the floor is still in the air. There's no havamina. We know that there's a hanocha. On that, there's not a shaila. The question is, has the blood yet become possible? Okay? But there's no question that the dam is no longer coming out of the neck. You're being makabel it from somewhere else, from the ritzpah. But that ritzpah is not a kabbalah b'psul. You're being makabel it from another makam, not from the behema. Clearly, that's not a kabbalah the way the Torah was mechayev you to make a kabbalah. The Torah was up because the problem with the dam that was on the sakin, right? What's wrong with a kabbalah b'psul? Let's go. I think there's confusion here. What's wrong with the dam that's on the sakin? It's kabbalah b'psul. So what? No. So mamela. Okay. So therefore. Why does the dam become possible? Yossi, why does the dam become possible? What, there's a pasuk in Torah says that klisharasin make dampa. Oh, the psul is that it's not midamapa. The psul is not that there was another kabbalah. The psul is not that there was another kabbalah. The psul is that it's not midamapa. If it would still be called damapa, wouldn't bother us. There could be 100 kabbalahs. There could be 1,000 kabbalahs. It bothers us that the dam apar is mechayiv, that the blood should go directly from the par into the klisharis. That's what bothers us. The only, Rabbi Yankov is making a simple, which I think that's the ilm is not catching here. Rabbi Yankov is just saying like this. Tosfos is saying that what's on the ritzpah, Tosfos is not saying that on the ritzpah it's more now, and you pick it up from the ritzpah, it's more midam apar than it was on the socket. Toys is not saying that. What Toys is saying is that another action took place now, a Kabbalah B'Psul took place. So Biankov is saying, okay, Savlanut, wait a minute. Now when you take the blood from the ritzvah, you put it in the glee. So now it's a Kabbalah B'Psul. It's not like you're skipping the step that made the blood on the Sakin. The blood on the Sakin became possible, not because the Sakin is a klisharis, but because now it's no longer accepting the blood from the par. It's not like the Torah said that you should be makabel. You shouldn't make two kabbalas. Don't make a kabbalah in two steps. The Torah never said that. The Torah just said one thing. Catch the blood from the neck of the animal. Okay? Don't catch the blood of the neck from somewhere else. Okay? So now what? Even by menachas, there's a chaloch. Like we said, you make a kmitzah, if you put the kmitzah on the table, and then you take it from the table, it's also possible, for the same reason like by dam. So the Torah basically said, take the blood from the neck. Don't take it from somewhere else. So now, Kabbalah has nothing to do with it. Tois is just saying that perhaps, it doesn't register. The psul doesn't register till Shas Kabbalah. Freker Bianca, fine. So while it's on the ground, I'll accept. Like Zev said, it didn't register yet, the psul. It's in the air, it's in limbo. Freker Bianca, but now that you take it from the floor into the kli, you also didn't take it from the neck. You took it from the floor. So now you have the Kabbalah of psul. All Rabbi Yankov is saying is, I understand the difference you're saying. And I even can accept maybe that the psul of Kabbalah b'psul only registers when you make the Kabbalah. Granted. Till then, we didn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't registered. But the bottom line is, when it gets registered in the Kli, the psul is not that it's in a Kli. The psul is that it's not damapa. It's not coming from the neck. So Freker Biankiv. So when you gather it from the floor, you sit there gathering it from the floor, and you put it into the kli, so now it registers, you didn't take dam hapar. Just like, when did the dam shalasaka become possible? When it was on the socket. One moment. That's what Tois is saying. Tois is saying is that the dam, the chiluk between the sakin and the rispa, l'chayra, is only one chiluk. Clearly, the dam shal sakin is much more connected to the par than the dam shal rispa. Clearly. Not only that, that was the whole Mikdash David. Tam? Rabbi Sai, there is no pasuk that talks about dam sakin. I think you're getting confused here. The Torah talks about dam par. The Torah never said loy dam sakin. We are saying, well, once the blood's on the knife, and then it goes into the kli, it didn't come straight from the neck. No, you never makabel the blood in a way that's kosher. You need a klei kibbol. You need a klei kibbol. That would be no different than taking the blood straight out of the neck. Wouldn't work. That was part of the problem we had. The knife is not a klei sharos. So I think is what the oil is not getting. If the Torah would have said, those would have been the words of the pasuk. Then everybody here saying good svaras. The blood on the floor didn't become damasakin. That's not what the Torah said. The Torah said, "V'lokach akoyin midama pa." You have to take it straight from the pa, and you can't have a obstruction, any kind of obstruction. Can't have an obstruction. Comes the Torah and says, "Comes Chazal and say, if that's the case, even the blood that's on the knife, you have to be careful, because that blood that went on the knife had a hefsek in the middle. The Torah never said kli Yehuda." The Torah never said, "V'lokach akoyin midam apa, v'loy midam akli." Because it's not pa.
Maybe it has to go into
the Torah said that the Torah never had a problem with a kli. If there would have been any implication in the Torah that we have a problem with blood that's on a kli, so you could say, well, Tamasakin, Ritzpah is not a kli, no problem. That's not what's going on here. That's the reason why Tosfos asked his kasha. The reason why Tosfos asked his kasha. Why did Tosfos ask his kasha? The reason why Tosfos asked his kasha is because the Torah never said that Tamasakin is puzzle. The Torah said Tamapar has to be Tamapar. Ask Tosfos if that's the case. So if it's on the floor, it's surely less Tamapar than Tamasakin. Tosfos says no. L'maisa damasakin, you can look at it like Kabbalah b'psul. It's Kabbalah b'psul. Oh, and why isn't the floor a Kabbalah b'psul? Neither is a knife. Neither is a knife. Elama, neither is a knife. There's no Kabbalah. No, the point is. So if we don't understand Tosfos Svara, so we don't understand Tosfos Svara, that's what we're here for. To understand Tosfos Svara. So we don't understand Tosfos Svara. The only way we would understand Tosfos Svara is a Svara similar to what Zev was saying at the beginning, which is until the blood hits a Kli Sharos, it's in limbo. Not Damapar, it's in limbo. It's in limbo. And therefore, so long that it's in limbo, it doesn't register a psul on the blood. However, dama par etzichanat. The Torah said dama par. The Torah said you have to take it straight from the neck. The only problem we have when it's in a kli, the Torah never said a kli is a problem. The only problem we have when the blood reaches a kli is because now it's not coming straight from the neck. It's not because there's some kind of halacha that kli shoros is it makes the blood puzzle. The Torah never said that. That's what we're schwitzing on. That's Yehuda, that's exactly what we're schwitzing on. What b'chlal is Tosfos Svara? So the way to understand Tosfos, the only way to understand Tosfos Svara, because leaving everything out, the Torah never posited the Kli Sharos. If anything, a Kli Sharos acts as a unification, not as a barrier. Chulin is more of a chatzitza than kachim. So logically, the Kli Sharos would only connect. If I have to get the blood into Kli Sharos, and I have a Kli Sharos in the middle, that should only make it more connected than if I put something else in the middle, a floor, or a window, or a fire extinguisher. A Kli Sharos in the middle is not a bigger barrier, it's a smaller barrier. In Svara, it's a smaller barrier. Right?
It's not like the Torah didn't have a problem. The Torah never said, don't have a kli. The Torah never said, the Torah said, take the blood from the neck, please. So Mamela, if it goes somewhere else, it's not coming straight from the neck. I would be able to argue that if the Torah would have said, don't take the blood from the chitzpah, I would have been able to say, well, and that's what Tosfos says in the second Teretz. I would say, well, if it goes onto the Sakin and from there it goes onto the into the Kli, that's okay, because it's a Kli Shoras. It didn't really ever went to a farm. Which, by the way, Rabbi Yisai, that's the halacha by a mincha. The halacha by a mincha is, if you're makabel a mincha, you do kmitzah. So we learn out from Dam that you can't put the mincha down on the table and then take it from there to Kli Shoras. It's possible. But if you took a half a kmitzah, put it over here, this Kli Shoras, you took a half kmitzah, you put it over there, even though they're not kodesh because it's less than the shear. Now the Rambam says you could take them together and put it into another Kli and it gets kodesh. And Rav Chaim explained, no, but Rabbi said if you did it to the table, it would be a problem. If you took a half a shear mincha on this, put it down on this table, chulam, you took a half a kmitzah, put it on that table, now it would be too late to make a chasana. You couldn't take the two half kmitzahs and put into Kli Shoras. Why? One second, why? Because of the same din of nishpach. We learn it from here. Because the mincha went somewhere else before you were makabel. Yet, if you took the half a kmitzah, you put into this Kli. You took the other half a kmitzah, you put into the other Kli. Kli Shoras. Doesn't have kedusha yet. But now you can put it together. You know why? Because a Kli Shoras is not a barrier. So Kli Shoras, if anything, makes it better, not worse. Makes it better, not worse. You understand? And this is all one din. It's not like there's a separate pasuk by Menachas. We learn Menachas from Dam. Dam is the mucker. So what I'm telling you is that what Rabbi Yankiv's kasha is not only a svara kasha. It's solidified from Menachas. Well, you see clear that way, that a Kli Shoras is better than it going somewhere else. In fact, Reb Chaim Brisk, Al HaRambam, over there in Perek Aleph, when he comes to explain the difference between a mincha and dam, why by a dam can't you do that? By a dam, you can't be makabel half the blood in this Kli Shoras. Half the blood in this Kli Shoras, put it together. It's too late. He says, well, by dam, there's another halacha. Straight from the neck. By a mincha, it's you can't take it from somewhere else, from a makom chulin. By dam kachim, it's more. You have to take it from the neck. You hear what's going on here? So now we move over to our sugya, and our Gemara is saying dam me'asakin is possible, which basically is the mamish precisely by menachas it would work, this type of a situation. By a mincha, that would work, where you have the mincha go somewhere else into a Kli Shoras and not get Kedusha. You could take it then from the Kli Shoras and roll it over. You know why? Because it didn't yet go somewhere else. Okay? So it's less somewhere else when it's in a Kli Shoras. You understand? It's less somewhere else. So what in the world are we talking about here? When the blood's on the ritzpah, it's surely somewhere else. The emphasis that the Olam is trying to make is only based on an ideology that Episcopal Kli Shoras is a problem. But Kli Shoras is not a problem. Kli Shoras really is the solution. Kli Shoras makes it better, not worse. So if the problem is the barrier, and by Menachas, actually, the Kli Shoras doesn't even act as a barrier. Which means that by even though it went into a Kli Shoras and did not get Kedusha, very similar to the knife, the blood on the knife, you could still roll it over into the Kli and then give it Kedusha. Which is what everybody's asking from. All the Achroinim ask, why by Mincha is that Kosha? Why does the Rambam paskin that if you take a half a Kemitzah from here and a half a Kemitzah from here, the Rambam says it's Kosha. Why is it Kosha? It shouldn't be Kosha. Just like by dam, that's not kosher. If you have some dam that went here and some dam that went there, less than a shear zrika, and you try to put it together, no good. Why? Because it's not dam hapach. So Rav Chaim basically answers, and that's pretty much the main teretz there is that, well, by dam, it's not enough that it's not somewhere else. It's got to be straight from the neck. Okay? By a mincha, where it only can't be somewhere else, as long as it didn't go yet somewhere else, it just stayed in the klisharis, it stayed in the family, it's okay. So now, what I'm trying to say is, but now Tois is telling us as far as Mamish Moshe Kapoya. Tois is telling us that if it goes on the floor, it's better. Mincha proves that that's not true. Mincha is a raya that that's not true. Because by a mincha, in fact, if it goes somewhere else, it's possible. And if it goes into another klisharis, even though it doesn't get kedusha, it's okay. It's put on hold. And then you take the other half of the kmitzah, you put them together, you have a chasana. Right? And the answer is, because then it didn't go somewhere else. It stayed in the klisharis. So even though it didn't get kedusha, at least it was in the klisharis. Which is l'chayr, the inami and toises by us. That's the second teretz. That's why the second teretz by us and toises is beautiful. Second teretz and toises is saying, well, if I only had one pasuk, I would say maybe that's only by damasak. That would be beautiful. That would basically be saying that the din nishpach by dam is like the din nishpach by menachas. After all, you learn menachas from dam. You learn the concept of nishpach by menachas from dam. There's no pasuk by menachas. What? So that if two weeks ago we discussed that there's a teres kahanim that brings two pasukim by dam. One of them is dam apar and one of them is nami makamachar. So there's some, only one of them is adopted. But my point is, from menachas you see clearly, without any shadow of doubt, that it's worse if it went somewhere else than if it went to a klishas. Not just as a havamina, as a maskana. Because that's a maskana. The maskana is that a mincha that went to another klisharis and then was brought to the right place, kosher, doesn't become possible for nishpach. But dam that went half here and half there, that's possible. I'll read you Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim says here, Reb Chaim says like this, Dr. Reb Chaim, the guy becomes chok any kodesh, chok, even though it's any kodesh, chayzer mekadesh. If you look at dam, cause of kol asvachim she kibul dam pachas mechtei hazoya, loy miskadesh adam, for loy cause of the yochel achzul lekadesh. Mashma de bedam loy mahani she achzul v'yekadesh by blood. You can't once it was accepted and it didn't get kedusha. It's too late. Zokt Reb Chaim, then came kosher. Maishna koymitz midam, v'aloy koymitz midam yolif. We learn kmitzah from dam. It's not like it's two psukim. We learn kmitzah from dam. So what's the difference? Umaishno the bekoimitz mahani chazoro lekliacha ubedam loy mahani. And for Reb Chaim, v'hine yisoyd adin dinishpach posuv loy mahani machshiyachz vekabel yalfinu lo milokach midam apa. The kivon dinishpach says Reb Chaim once it spills. Su loy havi kabola mea pa. It's not from the pa. He says, what's going on by menachas? V'tzorach loy ma, the menachas loy al finish ya koimetz mi mokam ha kabola. Rak, the bekoimetz, he says, sorach shetei nasas ha kabola loy mi mokam acher. V'lochein kishin is pasal posal. But as long as it's coming from a place that's kodesh, it's not called mokamacha, it's kosher. Which basically means that mokam kodesh is better than if it's coming from a mokam chul. And not only in a havamina level, but by menachas, that's the maskon. So basically, by menachas, the equivalent of damasakin. You understand? The equivalent of damasakin by menachas is kosher. Not a havamina. Maskona. 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 By dam, there's an added halacha that even that's no good. Zokt Reb Chaim, because it's not midam apam. And this is what I'm trying to tell you, Yossi. It's not the klisharis that's the problem. The klisharis could be a potential solution, but it's definitely not the problem. Zokt Reb Chaim, the only problem that the klisharis has, that's not directly midam apam. It's better than taking it from a mokum chulin. So by a mincha, if you took kmitza, put on the floor, possible. Then you took it from there, put a klisharis. Possible. But if you took a shtickle part of the kmitza, put into another klisharis, and took it from there, kosher. Why? Because the klisharis is the solution, not the problem. And the only reason why by dam it's a problem is because it needs an additional requirement. Not only can it not be from a mokum achar, if it would only be, it can't be from a mokum achar, so then damasak, it would be kosher, Rabbi Yisrael. Just like by menochas. But by dam we have an added requirement. Damapa. So how in the world is Tosis trying to sell us? So that's Tosis' second. That's Tosis' inami. So Tosis' inami. So, if we just have one pasuk, havamine, the midam apal, also lemute ala ritzpo, avol the sakan shapatami. That I understand beautifully. The inami of Tosis I understand beautifully. Tosis could have even added one added word. V'yeshloima, I would have said, the dam havik mincha. And just like by a mincha, it only gets a psul nishpach if it's not in a klisharis. So too by dam. Tosis could even brought a Bekias. Tosis felt like the Rambam. Could he use the Bekias to answer his question? But the first Teretz in Tosis. So that's why, so getting back to Rabbi Yankov, that's why Rabbi Yankov said the only way he could understand Tosis is that maybe Tosis means the psul doesn't register until you put it into klisharis. Okay. But then when you pick it from the floor, it should register. You're not skipping. Rabbi Yankov's point is you're not skipping the klisharis stage. Either way, it's got to go there. Just like it went to the sakin and then to the klisharis on the mizbech. So now it's going to go from the floor into the klisharis on the mizbech. So if you're telling me for some reason the blood on the sakin is more problematic than the blood on the floor, the only way to understand that is not that the Kabbalah is better if it comes from the floor, because that's a mokamacha. It's only because the blood didn't yet become pus. Right? So now when you makabal it from the floor, it should be possible. If anything. You want makabal it from the neck. So now it should become possible. That's the Yankov's point. That's his kash on Tosis. But either way, like I said, Tosis seems to be misnagged to what was saying by Menachos. And it seems that these two tirutzim, the way he brings them together, inami, right? See, there's no even implication in Tosis. Sometimes Tosis gives two tirutzim, where one teretz argues them, but the other teretz clarifies that's coming from another, meaning the Yeshleimar, the Hiyanai Senes, or some adjustment, why the second teretz argues with the first teretz. Here Tosis brings it in unison, like, no problem, this first teretz is, but yet, the first teretz is saying it's worse, the second is worse, and the second teretz is somebody saying it's better, and it's seamless. In Tosis, there's no adjustment made in Tosis. He just goes like this, like a train, straight through. So what's going on here? Okay. So we were medayik last week in the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos, that the Rambam says, and just read the lines again, the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows. Nishpach adam al ritzpo v'asof epos. The blood spilled on the floor, it's possible. Says the Rambam, this is right here in the Pirush Mishnah. Says the Rambam, Mipnei, why is it possible? Shetzivo Hashem, Shetehei Kabbalah Sadam Mitzavo Razevach. Because Hashem commanded, Kabbalah has to be straight from the neck. That's why it's possible. And then he says, Ve'ein Rotzoloimam Mikzos Adam. It's not that you have to accept a little bit of the blood, you have to accept all the blood. Except all the blood. Elo Rotzoloimar, he says, Masha zachanu dame apar yekablenu mi dama apar v'loy mi dama or v'loy mi dama tamtzis. That's the Rambam. Why is the Rambam making a challenge here between the din of kol adam? This is what we were asking last week. Kol adam and the din of me apar yekablenu. These are two separate halachas. One halacha is you have to be mekabel all the blood. The other halacha is that you mekabel. That you makabel the blood dafka from the par. It's the same pasuk, really. It's just garenu mesifin the way we darsh in the pasuk. We learn how to look at hakohen. We say when it says midam apar, it doesn't mean it means mi apar yekablen. Right, that was the whole idea of the drush. We don't say because midam apar would imply from the blood, some of the blood. No, you have to accept all the blood. So the Rambam says there's two things here. One is all the blood, and one is to accept it straight from the neck. And the Rambam makes this into one lachor. Not only are they not connected, they're really contradicting drushas, because that kol adam is not ma'akev. Because if some of the blood spills on the floor, it's still kosher. We don't say, well, you didn't accept all the blood. It's kosher. You have a chiyuv to makabel all the blood. And then the halacha is that the dam that you get from the pa is kosher only if it comes straight from the pa. That is ma'akev. So all the blood is not ma'akev, and blood from the pa is your ma'akev.
How do you have two separate?
What?
How do you have them two separate? How can you say that kol adam is different?
That's the question. That's the question. That's the question. The Rambam makes one shalom from the whole thing. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Torah, Perek Aleph Halacha Chavav, he says the same thing. He says, Nishpach miktsas me adam me atzav v'beim al oretz. V'lo yasofoy, says the Rambam, the Kibel, Koshen. U'bulvad sheyei zeh dam sheniskabel dam ha-nefesh, v'lo yadam ha-tamtas, v'lo yadam ha-och. Very strange Rambam. What does the Rambam bring this in? He says, you have to accept it directly from the neck, and it can't be dam ha-tamtas and dam ha-och. That has nothing to do with this halach. Those are two separate halachas. That's not dam bechla. The dam that comes from the skin is not considered dam bechla. It's not dam nefesh. But the Rambam mixes these two halachas together, puts them together. Exactly. That's the kasha. What's the Rambam? So Elamai, the Rambam is saying, when he says dam or, he doesn't mean blood that's spilled on the skin. He means blood that's coming out of the skin, the outer blood. So that outer blood is not considered blood. What does that have to do with the halacha of dame apar yekablan? Those are two different halachas. But the Rambam mixes it like one big challenge. So what is the Rambam talking about here with that? So I'll tell you, there's a fascinating Kesef Mishnah. And to me, this Kesef Mishnah really enlightened the whole sugya of what's going on here and how everything merges here. Kesef Mishnah says like this. He's taka bothered with this question. Why, if some of the blood spills on the floor, why is that not a problem? The same pasuk that teaches you that you have to be makabel all the blood teaches you have to be makabel the blood from the neck of the behemoth. And if you're not makabel the blood from the neck of the behemoth, it's possible. So why is the blood, when that same pasuk that tells you have to be makabel all the blood, the dam of the par, kol adam, why is that not makiv? We pick and choose, we decide, mea par is your ma'akev, and dam ha par is not ma'akev. What's going on? So listen to what the Kesef Mishnah says. It's a fascinating Kesef Mishnah. Says the Kesef Mishnah, afal gav dam linon ha-sheikhi tzorich shi'kabel kol dam ha-par. You have to accept all the dam. And yet we say, b'di'evet it's kosher, if you didn't accept all the blood. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Hainu davke kishaloi nishbach dama par al horetz koidim kabola. Abul im nishbach mikzas adam mitzav al horetz. Hadama nishach hainu kol dam hapar. Hear what the Kesef Mishnah is saying. Vahainu ditana nishbach al horitzbo vahasofe posu. The mikabel, the tzorich lekabel dama nishach betzavo vahozu kosher. Unbelievable. Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah saying that this Mishnah that we have here is telling you as much of a Chiddush that the dam on the floor is possible, like it's telling you the halacha that you have to be mekabel the dam from the pot. Basically, what the Kesef Mishnah is saying is, the blood that comes out of the neck, I'm sorry, Joe, you in a kasha? It's okay. The blood that's coming straight out of the neck, that is the dam apa. That dam becomes validated when it comes from the neck into klishos. That's the blood. Any blood that went from the neck on the floor, that's not dam apa. It's not even puzzle dam. It's not dam apa. And therefore, we don't look at it like you didn't accept all the dam. You accepted all the dam. The Mishnah is telling you that the blood on the floor is not dam apa. And therefore, don't take it. Basically, the blood on the floor is like dam atamtzis and dam o'or. That's what it is. It isn't by definition the dam apa. When it goes from the neck into the klisharis, that blood gets designated as dam apa. Says the Kesef Mishnah, that's the reason why kol adam never makes it possible when it's nishpach, because it never became dam apa to become possible. It's not missing anything. It doesn't exist. Now we understand why the Rambam in this halacha is koilel. The dam that didn't go into the kli with the dam atamtzis dam o'or. We had the Taras HaKodesh Kasha, we brought down from Rav Steinemann last week, that why do you need a pasuk to be memayat dam atamtzis dam? That's not dam anefesh. The reason why the Rambam brings dam atamtzis and dam o'or together with nishpach is it's all one halacha. That blood is no longer dam apa. That blood is no longer dam apa. That blood is garnished. It's not dam apa. That's the chesaron with that blood. It's not dam apa. So now I understand something. So now I understand both sides of what Tosfos is telling us. Tosfos is telling us now a simple thing. Tosfos is saying is that the dam shalasakin, okay, if we look at the dam shalagitzpo, right? So normally the dam, he says the dam asakin is worse than the dam agitzpo. Tosfos doesn't mean to say that the dam agitzpo will be kosher. For Kabbalah. What Tosfos is saying is like this. The dam haritzpo is not even dam. So therefore, if that got mixed into the regular blood, wouldn't be a problem. Just like we'll have later on, dam atamtzis that gets mixed into the blood. You need a shir hazoya and the dam kosher. But it's not, the dam atamtzis is like nothing. It's like an air bubble. It doesn't even enter the problem. Memela, the dam on the ritzpah, Tosfos is saying, so it could be, technically, that the blood that's on the floor, okay, is not dam apabach. And therefore, that in a way could be better than dam asakin. Maybe dam asakin becomes possible. The dam shala ritzpah is not. Then Tosfos is a different svar. The other svar is not a steer with that svar. It's all the same svar. The blood in the neck is mechuber at the same time to the knife and to the neck. So therefore, technically you could say, it doesn't lose, since the whole problem with the blood on the floor is that it's not dam apa, you could say so long that the sakin is by the neck, so the blood on the sakin, it's true, it has a connection to the knife, but it still has a connection to the pa. So it doesn't yet get disassociated from dam apa. You understand? It can only become not dama par when it leaves the par. So look at Tosfos' lashon. Tosfos says, inami, he says, when we say, v'loi mi dama par v'dover acher, osu l'mutei shal haritzpo. The blood on the ritzpo, that's a dover acher. That's blood that's from somewhere else. But the knife, since the knife is still part of the mokam hashchita, so till it gets to the floor, it's not davar acha. In other words, it's still connected to the par. See, you can't say, well, it's no longer dama par. In order for it to lose the shame dama par, it has to leave that element of the mokam hashchita. So long that it's connected to the mokam hashchita, so it's still dama par. No, that's what all he's saying is, that's why we would still need, He's explaining why we need these two points. We need loy dama sakin, loy dama ritzpa. So first he said that dama ritzpa actually has a maila, that the dam of the neck doesn't have, right? Because it wasn't a kabel b'psul. So that means it's nothing. It's nothing. The inami is saying is, it's true, the blood on the floor is nothing. And now we have a pasuk that the nothing is a problem. Right? But maybe Sakin is still called Amapa. Maybe Sakin is still called Amapa. So the same reason why the floor is better is the reason why maybe the knife is also better. You understand what I'm saying? I can't answer. Okay, Rabbi said we'll stop here for today.